Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the Gemara, Maseches Kiddushin, where Shmuel says that Hekdei Shavim Mana Shechilol Shavaprutas Machulal, you're allowed to be Mechalel Hekdesh, which is worth the money even on a pruta. And we saw that Shita Satosis, this is only the Bailim. And we saw the various reasons, including the Turei Evan. We understood to be saying that to be Koveya, the value of an object is part of one's bailus. So therefore, only the bailim can be koveya, the value, and make it less. Hainu tam shishlechalik ben archa lebailim, shim de bailim keva de hekdei shchol, al piv kila. He made it. It's from his mouth. And therefore yechol neftosa b'lashalo b'shivu b'shovi. Kipo did not according to the its value. But others, that they didn't make the hekdesh, they can't. And so his word is alpiv. So that's one reason the Turei Evan gives. Another reason the Turei Evan gives, not that since you're the Bailim, you made it hekdesh, you have the right to assign the value, and you can be poded for whatever you want, even for a pruta. Another reason the Turei Evan gives is that since the Bailim can be shoal on the hekdesh, akati lo yatsa hekdesh me reshuso kadidei dami. That means that the hekdesh hasn't left his reshus, and it's like it's his. And therefore he can redeem it on a shavapruta. Someone else who can't be Shoel can be Pod al Shavaprutas. According to this reason, since he could be Shoel al HaHekdesh, it hasn't been Yatzeh Mirshuso, hasn't gone out of his Rishus, and Mamele, he can be Pod it even on a Pruta. But someone else who can't be Shoel can uproot the HaHekdesh. He doesn't have the right to be Pod it on a Shavapruta. To Rehavan writes in Afkamina between the two reasons he gives, when the Hekdesh already came into the hands of the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, that according to most Rishonim, that once it comes to be Yad Gizbar, you can no longer be Shoel on the Hekdesh, and so Paskins the Mechaber, Yoredei Arishon and Chesif Avlin and Staka. So it comes out like this, that according to the first reason that the Hekdesh is Baal Piv, so if it's Baal Yad Gizbar, you could still be Podeh Shavaman al Shavapruta. Because self called self, he made the Hekdesh, so he still has the right to determine its value. But according to the second reason, that he could be Shoel on it, if it's Baal Yad Gizbar, he can't be Shoel, and Mamele, he can't be Mechalel, Shavaman al Shavapruta. So that's a nafgamina between the two reasons that the Turei Evan gives. And we'd like to add two more nafgaminas, one Lekula, one Lechumra. And again, this is based on Torah that I received from Mori Rabbi Agona Gadol Ruchai Meir Horowitz Shlita. Yesh l'stapek, what would be the din, if somebody's makdish a behema baal mum, lebedek habayis, umeis. Somebody is makdish an animal, which is a baal mum, to the temple upkeep, and the animal died, and now the hekdesh falls to the yarshim. Can the yarshim be poda the hekdesh, Shava mana al shava pruta. The hekdesh is worth a mana. And the yarshim want to be poided for a pruta. So l'char would be telling these two reasons. According to the first reason, that he made the hekdesh, it was baal piv. So we can say that since the yoresh is coming mikoach hamakdish, so it's as if the hekdesh is baal piv. But according to this, because he's coming mikoach the one who is makdish it. But according to the second reason,
Hekdesh.
Can you be Shoal on Hekdesh? That your father was Makdish? No. You're right, you're coming instead of the Makdish, but since the Chalos Hekdesh is an Alpiv, it can't be Mischaret. So if the word is that you could be Shoal on it, the Yorshim can't be Shoal, and since they can't be Shoal on the Hekdesh, they also can't be Machal El Shavaman El Shavapruta. But according to the first reason, Shabal Piv, so that he's coming Mikoch the Makdish. So since the Makdish can be Poda Shavaman El Shavapruta, and he's coming Mikoch the Makdish, it's as if it's Baal Piv, it's as if he made the Hekdesh, Mimele, he could be Podit. If you hold that since you could be Shoel, the Yorish can't be Shoel. Because you can't be Mischarit on something you didn't actually do. You can't regret it. That'd be one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina would be Begizas Behema Shel Hekdesh, which we spoke about in the previous shiur. Gizas Behema Shel Hekdesh. That, according to the first reason, that the Hekdesh is Baal Piv, it's not Shaykh here. Because the Gizos, he wasn't Makdish, Makdish Behema, the Gizos come Memela. The Gizos are holy Memela. But it's not Al Piv. As we saw in the previous shiur. According to the other reason, you could be Shoal on this. So then it would come out that according to the first reason, he can't be Podesh Shavaman Al Shavapruta by the shearings, because it wasn't Baal Piv. But according to the second reason of being able to be Shoal on it, he can. So according to this, it would appear that he could be Shoal on the Gizas. According to this, it would appear that even though on the Giza itself he can't be Shoel, why not? Because he wasn't Makdishit. But since he can be Shoel on the Hekdesh of the Behema, and when he's Shoel on the Behema, Memela, the Hekdesh of the Giza's Batal, so therefore he could be Poded on a Shavapruta. So again, he can't directly uproot the Giza, but he can uproot the Hekdesh on the Behema, Memela, it's the Hekdesh of the Giza's uprooted. And thus it emerges that he has the power of She'ela and the Gizos, and therefore he could be Podesh Shavaman Al Shavapruta, Asha'in Kain, according to the first reason that it's Alpiv, and here it's that Gizos are an Alpiv, possibly. So it would appear, Be'ez Hashem, a beautiful Hamtzah, that we can find according to this, even someone who's not Bailim can be Podesh Shavaman Al Shavapruta. Wow. How do you have that? By being makdim to hakdamos. Hakdama number one is that the second reason of the Turei Evin is the opposite of the first reason. The first reason is Yisodo b'mish hekdesh ba'al piv. Af al pi she'achar hekdesh achav echevit yasir mishus alagamre. The first reason is founded on the idea that he made the Hekdesh, even though after Hekdesh it's no longer in his Rishus. The second reason is founded on the idea that if he can be Mevatel the Hekdesh, through She'ela, it's like it's still in his Rishus. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is the Rashba Nidorim, on page 85a. He writes that somebody who assered all of his Nechasim on himself, the Nechasim are Hefker, and anybody can take him. And if afterwards, Nishal Hanoder Al Nidro, Batal Hefker, Vahanachasim Shezachu Bemacherim Chosim Lashus Hanoder. So he asked it all as Nachasim on himself, the Nachasim are Hefker, anybody can take him. Afterwards, he shol on the Neder. The Hefker is Batal. The Nachasim that other people were Zoche took into their possession go back to the possession of the Noder, of the one who made the oath. The Ayin B'Divrei HaRanshan. So that's the second Hakdama. So now, according to this, it would appear that we could be Mechadish as follows. Ruvain assured all of his Nechasim on himself. And Shimon is Zoicha in these Nechasim. And Shimon is Makdish these Nechasim. Ruvain assures all of his Nechasim on himself, and Shimon takes it for himself. And then he's Makdish the Nechasim. Ruvain can be Poide Shavimana al Shavapruta, even though he's not the Bailim. And the Hekdesh didn't come through him. The Hekdesh isn't Baal Piv. Why? Since Ruvain can be Shaul on the Neder, and then the Hekdesh will be Pokea, the Hekdesh will go away, and the Nechasim will come back to him. So he's like the Bailim. According to the second reason of the Turev, remember the second reason of the Turev is founded on the idea that the fact that you can be Shaul makes you Bailim. And therefore it's you could be Mechal Shavaman al Shavapruta. So it emerges that both Ruvain and Shimon can be Prodama Shavaman al Shavapruta. V'lo Adam Acher. Why? Ruvain can be Prodama Shavaman al Shavapruta because he can uproot the Hekdesh. If he uproots the Hekdesh, he goes back into his Rishus, which makes him like the Bailim, which means he can be Prodama Shavaman al Shavapruta. That's why Ruvain can do it. Ruvain can be Prodama Shavaman al Shavapruta. Shimon is a Zochan and a Chasim, he's Makdish them. So the Hekdesh is Baal Piv. Since the Hekdesh is Baal Piv, according to the first reason of the Turei Evan, he could be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta. So in this Tzior, somebody who's not the Bailim, both the person who is the Bailim and who's not the Bailim, can be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta. V'hu kaftor b'ferach b'siyata d'shmaya. Now the Turei Evan asked on both of his reasons that he gave from Tosis in Rosh Hashanah 31a in the name of the Shiltis that we learned about in the first shir, that even by Neta Ravai a person could be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta. And the Kasha is that in the case of Neta Ravai, both reasons are in Shaykh, his fourth year produce. That could be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta. First of all, he wasn't Makdishit. And number two, he can't be Shaul on it. And yet it could be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta. So the Turei Evan says, both my reasons don't work. Works by Hekdesh, but not here. So he answers that since the reason of Neta Ravai that you could be Poda the Neta Ravai is derived from Maaser Sheni, like we see in Kiddushin on page 54b, and for that reason he has to add on a fifth, because it's derived from Maaser Sheni, so therefore the Din of Ravai is not going to be Chomer than Maaser Sheni. And just like Maaser Sheni, you could be Poda Shavaman al Shavapruta, so too, Neta Ravai, you could be Poda Shavamana al Shavapruta. And with that, we can learn some more Chidushim. And Mirtz Hashem, that's our Avoda for the next Shir. So, please stay tuned. And hopefully we will see continuing neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening. And b'li neder, we shall continue. And we will not forget that sof davar hakol nishma et Elokim yira et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.